Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
This is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Happy late Tuesday night to everyone. It's Tuesday nights, man. I love our gig. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Damn Tuesday nights, bro.
Get pretty long.
Dang. You know what we should do?
What's that? Record before?
Yes.
And then, like, just let that thing run?
Yep.
I'm not against it.
Yeah. We should make Tuesday, like, Interview Tuesday and try to line up, like, four or five or two really long interviews. Come in, record it in the morning. I mean, we love all y'all, but...
You mean Hacker After Dark?
Right.
Every Tuesday?
I wasn't going to say that. But, yeah, kind of that blueprint, JJ. Yeah.
All I know is that once we get past Tuesday, Wednesday comes here. And then, like, for some reason, like, Wednesday is just, like... If I get to 5 o'clock Wednesday...
You're good.
I know the week is practically over.
It's crazy because, I don't even... Outside of knowing that I got to be here at 10 instead of 9, outside of that, I don't even know what day of the week it is most of the time. No idea. None. I'm surprised you know what day of the week it is because you went hard this weekend. We're going to get into that a little bit today. But before we get there, bro, AB is bat crap crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see his statement today?
No, I didn't see it. What did he do? Twitter was on fire for Big Three for other reasons, but
yeah, I want to get into that later because I'm confused. But
me too,
like really confused.
I get it.
AB today, somebody needs to help this young man. Like he is, I was jokingly calling him crazy when it was the Mr. Big Chest thing.
Mm-hmm. Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Now I'm legitimately concerned about AB. This was his quote today. Not giving you media fakes no more ammo.
Okay. Smart.
Enjoy my name, AB. I am in Cali living ready to ball no nonsense. You trollers troll, too good to worry. # call God.
What God got to do with this?
Me? What? Media fakes, no more ammo, bro. You really gonna pass this on the media?
You are fake news.
normally I give I'm pro, you know me, I'm pro player. But this ain't on the media, partner. This is you. I was with you when you were doing what you needed to do to get out of pit. But like, he pulled a Jimbo to me. Like there was no need to trash. I get the Big Ben part, but like. Juju ain't do nothing to you. Like, your beef ain't with Juju. Your beef ain't with other players. Just keep riding, man. Keep it 100.
I had some NFL guys throwing this morning, and one of the receivers, I'm not going to throw his name out there because I don't know if he wants to be to do it, but you know him.
Yeah.
He said it best. He's like, man, I was riding with AB before. Now I ain't that stupid.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
I don't know what's going on with him, but – you know, I like trash talk. I'm a big proponent of trash talking, but it's got to be structured a little bit. And this is just all over the place. And then now you give this self-righteous thing saying you're not going to give the media any room.
No more ammo.
Yeah, no more ammo. No
Enjoy
more ammo.
My name, AB. What? Who's enjoying your name? Seriously, is this dude high all the time? I mean, I know ABC Fine Wine and Spirits is our title sponsor, and we frequent it. Does he live there?
Yeah, he's on something. Kush, probably.
He says, I'm in Cali living ready to ball no nonsense. I don't even know what that means. Then he says, you trollers troll. Too good to worry. # call God.
I mean, I think it's this. He's like, man, I'm living in Cali. It's beautiful. The weather's nice. You know, I got money.
Where he's at, bro.
I got money. He said he's in L.A.
Oh,
like that. He's not okay. Like he, it was off season.
He's not up in Oakland.
Them cats ain't in Oakland. But But ain't you the one who says San Francisco's nice? He ain't living in Oakland.
No, I love San Francisco, but I was just talking about the weather. The weather ain't great in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
No, it's cold.
That's in northern.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't know. California's just like me with Texas. When I went to San Antonio, I was like, oh, man, you know, I should go around the corner to Dallas. Go hang out. Then I looked at the map, and I'm like, whoa. Dallas ain't a hop. Like, you got to – that's a plane. That's a true plane flight.
No, San Francisco is freezing.
Yeah, but he's like, I got money, I got this. It's the ultimate cop-out to where you're not going to apologize, and you've already dug yourself deep, and your new argument is, I'm rich. Forget that. Y'all broke, I'm rich. I'm going to go out here and live my best life, and you guys are just haters. You know who did that a lot? Even though, I mean, he's relatively rich because he lives where he lives in L.A. Not their type of rich, but essentially Ball. He pulled a big ball.
Man, oh man, oh man! Did you hear him today?
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna bash the man, but there's nothing else I could say for him. I can't defend LeVar anymore.
Well, didn't he say that his son is better than Zion?
Bro, I think the sound's in there.
Yeah, I saw that, and
the sound is in there somewhere because I heard somebody play it earlier this morning.
Twitter, the best thing that Twitter does is put pictures. Up and they put a picture of Zion's face. Like, you really say that about me?
It wasn't even that he's better. He got specific and said that his son is stronger, physically stronger, than Zion. Like, bro, maybe he and AB are living in the same neighborhood. Maybe they're sharing. Is AB that? You know what, LeVar Ball? I'm going to give you a piece of business advice. Immediately go sign AB to a big baller brand.
They shoes ain't really good. Last thing we want is AB. I don't want AB to destroy his ankles wearing some tennis shoes.
He don't have to wear the shoes. I just want – I want a reality show with those two just conversing. Mm. That's all I want. Just put a camera on them, let them talk for about an hour, and then shut it off. I just want to hear what those two have to say to each other. Because I'm legit concerned about AB. Like, AB, I think is – I was telling somebody this today. I think AB 2 years from now is out of the league.
Mm-hmm.
I really
do. I believe it.
And that's a shame because he's so fun to watch. What happens, though? What happens? Like, what happens – how come all of a sudden we're talking – the only thing we ever talked about AB before was A, how good he is, and B, that crazy haircut he opened the year with a few years back.
Yeah.
How did we get here? I mean, has he always been like this?
No. No, not at all.
You think you just paint yourself into a corner, not you, but as a player, you paint yourself into a corner and you got to live up to that reputation of whatever it is?
Kind of. What I'm more curious is, what is Gruden going to do about all of this?
Oh, you know Gruden's hating life right now.
He kicked the punter off the team for talking too much.
Yeah.
So would you like to hear LeVar Ball?
Yes.
It's not in the system, but I'm pretty sure they played what was on TMZ, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, if y'all haven't heard this, you got to listen to this.
He's gotten big, and he's killing it too, man.
Man, watch what Jello do this year. Watch what Jello do this year.
Talking about LeAngelo.
Guarantee he'll be in the summer league and guarantee he'll have an NBA contract this year. How's that? Biggest and the strongest two guard in the NBA right now. Ain't nobody built like him at the two guard.
Can he?
Nobody. 6'6", 240. Can shoot the three, post you up, kill you. But you're going to see. You're going to see.
Can he be a lottery pick, LeVar?
Man, if Jello was coming out doing his thing, he'd be the first pick. This year, he'd be the first pick. Can't nobody hold a candle to that boy.
Over Zion Williamson.
He can't hold a candle to that boy. Why? Because he'll shoot his lights out, man. And he's stronger than Zion.
Longer than Zion. Zion's a big boy.
He could be big, but he ain't no big bowler.
All right, that's enough.
All right, it wasn't. That's not as bad.
That's
as
amazing.
That's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, that's
really?
Some of it's not a lie. Now, what? The biggest lie is that he is not stronger than Zion. Zion is
tell me one thing that wasn't a lie.
He can shoot. He's not lying about that. He can't shoot. He can't outshoot.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
It's like, That's like me saying like,
yeah, but he's Allen talking Iverson, about his Allen less skilled got son. He's not even talking about the good one that's like college age. He's talking about the guy that screwed up in Japan, right, or China, and got arrested. Like he's not.
Oh,
good
are you
at
serious?
All.
I thought he was talking about the other
LiAngelo.
One.
Let me look it up. I'm pretty sure that's him.
Well, both have gotten better. Not Zion better though.
Yeah, LiAngelo's already 20 years old. Like that guy's not doing anything. He plays in the Lithuanian league.
Oh boy. You know what though? I will say this about LaVar Ball for me. It has gone from I can't stand him to like I love to hear him now because I just laugh at him. There's zero credibility there anymore, so I just laugh at him now.
Well, I mean, one, his oldest son is not as bad. His oldest son isn't producing like people with one of them. He's a point guard.
But Lonzo,
I mean,
you talking about? Yeah, no, Lonzo's fine.
Oh, I love
Lonzo.
Yeah, but I'm saying like
but Lonzo's hit eject on dad.
What did he hit it? All right. Did
I think he got paid off by the Lakers?
Hit eject,
LeBron.
Or did all of them hit eject because of the bad business dealings of the partner? That
I don't know.
So I mean, I don't really know the story of it. But part of that's just proud AAU dad talking trash, like, and I know what it is. But I thought it was more like somebody said, like he just brought, like he's known to bring players up by name and just call them out. I thought he called Zion out, but he's a two guard, and Zion's a four. So like it's like comparing apples to apples and oranges.
No, one's the number one pick, one's not.
No, without a doubt. No, without a doubt. I got that part. But even okay,
one won't be drafted.
Let's talk about. Like, Gilbert Arenas, other guys who played have all had critiques of Zion's game. They say Zion is very physical and explosive, but he ain't 7 foot. Like, if he was Shaq, he'd be Shaq's size would be completely different. They don't know what he really compares to because he's, what, Zion's 6'6", right?
6'7", 6'8"-ish.
Okay. Well, yeah. So he's still a
his
short.
His athleticism is just absolutely
out of
insane.
This world. He's right. A big guy. But he'll have to lose weight to be able
definitely.
To play that long. And
yeah,
play
6'7", 284.
Definitely going to have to get quicker.
Yeah, his game is I'm going to bully you in a land where there are already bullies. Well, I will say, like, if you're a two guard and you're 240, you are bigger than most two guards in the league.
I got you. But this isn't about Zion.
But no. What I'm saying is his dad, I don't know about another two guard that's more physical in the league and all those things, but that's LeVar, LeVar being LeVar.
That's why they
tired.
Have him on.
I'm just tired. Again, ratings. He knows how to get in front of a camera. I'm just tired of it. Like, you know, I'm like, cool, bro. Like, just chill, man.
Well, I have a major gripe about spring games in general coming up. And also, I want to get into the RSVPs for the draft, which is in Nashville this year. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
How many people you think have RSVP'd for the NFL draft to attend live in person in Nashville? Like, players.
10?
That's what I thought. That's what I'd have guessed. 23.
Oh, that's solid. 23. One I don't think should go.
Who?
Burns.
Dude, Burns will be drafted before 90% of these.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a... I mean, I don't even know. I don't know how that works, so I don't want to sound stupid here. But apparently, they just give everybody with a first or second round grade an invite, I guess. Mm-hmm. Listen to some of these. Oh, here, I'll just name all 23 real quick: Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Christian Wilkins, Josh Jacobs, Montez Sweat, Drew Lock, Juwan Taylor, Jonah Williams, DeAndre Baker, Noah Font, Josh Allen, Marquise Brown, Brian Burns, DK Metcalf, Devin White, Quinnen Williams. Devin Bush, Andre Dillard, Cody Ford, T.J. Hockenson, Daniel Jones, Ed Oliver, and Greedy Williams. Brian Burns will not be the last one left in that room. I guess now, I mean, is it as bad because it's just one round the first night? Because Aaron Rodgers had a whole day in front of him. Like, that was the sad part.
It's worse because you don't even get picked. You have to go sleep.
I guess you come back the next day. Would you come back the next day?
Absolutely not.
You just say bump it?
I'd be embarrassed. I didn't want to go anyway.
Would you go? Like, let's say you were going to be a top 10 pick. And
I was
you knew
a top
that.
10 pick. No.
I think I'd want to chill with the family, right?
Part of me wants to go because it should be an honor.
And it's cool.
And it's a cool experience. And, you know, they give you the suits and they give you Drew. Like, you get wine to dine and you get dolled up.
They give you suits?
Yeah, like they get all the guys fitted and they get to pick out what they want and somebody pays for it. I don't know who, but I would really I would want to have the people who are around, because this will probably be the last time that you get a chance to really be with your fam like that.
Unless you make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but even
and
then, like,
even then, going, some of them are going to be gone. Yeah.
But I mean, more so like for the next 4 to 5 years, your job is going to be this. And even when you come back, if you come back home, you're going to be training. So this is like, I mean, when you think about some of these guys, it's hard for your grandmama to travel like she used to. Your mom's there, your little cousin and them. Like, I think they do it too much for signing day. But like, I would have done something like what CC Jefferson did. Yeah. His signing day. Like, yeah. There's guys who do things like that, and it's a big party. And it's a good send-off, because no matter what, even if you go to the NFL draft, the minute that you sign, like, after you do a little bit of, like, quick interviews, you're ushered off to the airport. Mm-hmm. You're on the first thing smoking.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think I would rather have, especially, don't take this the wrong way, people of Nashville. When I was in New York, okay, cool. Nashville? Like, that's a Southwest flight. I can hop that. Like, it's not that expensive to stay in Nashville. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, when it was in New York, okay, good, cool. There's the aura of there's been how many ever drafts here at Radio City Music Hall, and it's just a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville? Nah, I'm good. I think I'll have a house party.
I mean, I really like a good house party.
Yeah. Most of these people are not your age. Keep that in mind. So, house parties?
No, you know what I mean.
Really a block party.
Right.
No, I mean, you know what I mean, too. They're like, they're going to want to be seen. They're going to want to be on TV. They're going to be one.
I mean, you'll be on TV. They'll be, the cameras,
yeah, but they're
going to
be like on their couch. You know, it's not the same.
You're eating food.
You don't get to like open up your suit and show, you know, how badass it is.
You can wear a suit when you get there for your actual signing your contract.
You don't get to like try to force the hat over your dreads. Like, that's my favorite part.
You do. They have a hat for you.
You don't get to hug the commissioner.
Yeah, like, you don't get to hug.
They send you a hat.
The only thing is you don't have a – you don't get to shake hands or
hug. Well,
I
don't
want to
hug Rod.
You don't hold the jersey right there and stuff like that. But everything else, you get to eat food that you really want to eat.
Mom's food.
Like, you don't want that catered
lasagna.
Mess. The worst thing is the sweet tea. That's not sweet.
That you got to sweeten.
That you got to put – like, you got to
put – I bet Nashville, they'll have some pretty damn good sweet
tea. No. Don't get me wrong. Nashville's got tea. But not in these banquet halls, man. These banquet halls give you the regular tea, and you got to take 2 packs of sweet and low, 2 packs of the white sugar, and then you put it in there, and then it's too sweet. Then you got to drink some of it, pour some more in it.
And then when you drink it all, you got to do it all again.
Yeah, it's like,
that's the worst part.
It's more cameras in your face there than it is at your house, and you're like, man, I don't want to be here.
And then it's like the person comes to refill your sweet tea, and you're like, don't touch it.
Yeah.
I spent 3.5 minutes on this.
Then you drink so much that now you got to pee, but now you're like, I don't want to get up and go, and then I get the call, and then like I'm in the bathroom. Like, but if you're at your house, you can go use your toilet the way you want to. You can get comfortable, do whatever you got. If you got to take a deuce, you can go take a
deuce.
Bring your phone with you, or which would be even more hilarious, which like my son would probably do if that ever happens, we'll have the phone, and then we'll be like, hey, open the door, Trey. We got somebody on the phone for you. Like, hold up, let me wipe. Did you wash your hands before you picked up the phone? Nah, sir, this is too important. This is money. We can buy a new phone.
Yeah, it's just, I didn't think there would be 23, and that's how many have RSVP'd now. So, I mean, I can't point to anyone. Daniel Jones strikes me as odd. I'm going to make sure I'm there. I'm going to make sure that I'm the first round. I don't want any – like, Kyler Murray, all right. Nick Bosa? Okay, cool. You're probably going to be in there and out of there in no time. Like, if you had a party at your house, you'd only be there a few minutes anyway.
What if you're Juwan Taylor?
I mean, I haven't really seen anything where Juwan Taylor's any lower than 10, though. Have you? Like, I'm cool with Juwan Taylor. I'm cool with Devin White. Cool with Quinnen Williams. Josh Allen. Montez Sweat?
Nah, man.
DK Metcalf?
I mean, if you're DK, you can go wherever because you're not eating anything. not at 1%
body fat.
Give that man like water and an apple or something. He's good to go. I was with you. I thought maybe a dozen went, but 23. When is the draft? Was it 2 weeks from this Thursday?
Correct.
The same weekend as Guns N' Roses.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's a pretty packed weekend.
Wow. Todd McShay put out best case 3-round NFL mock draft, how all 32 teams can get an A.
I'm interested in that.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Here's how they can get an A, according to Todd McShay. They have 4 picks in the first 98. They take Juwan Taylor at 7.
Okay.
N'Keal Harry at 38. Amani Hooker, the safety from Iowa, at 69.
How many hookers? College football.
At 69.
I know. You said it. I didn't. And Daryl Henderson, the running back from Memphis, at 98. That's not an A, is it?
That's just okay.
I shouldn't say that. I haven't broke down. There's any better. Film.
They're like keep others in context from a name standpoint. Like the New York Giants draft would be a better.
Yeah,
would be S-A.
Yeah.
I don't think the Detroit Lions would be.
The Giants was Dwayne Haskins, Brian Burns, Titus Howard, who's the offensive tackle from Alabama State, and Mack Wilson, the linebacker from Alabama. Definitely more name value, no doubt.
I would like the Broncos draft with Drew Lock and Debo Samuel. I don't like Drew Lock at 10, but you got a quarterback, you got Debo Samuels and a wide receiver who I like.
Why don't you like Drew Lock at 10? You think that's too early?
I just think it's too early. I'm not as sold on him as you are.
You think he's going to fall?
No, I mean, but like, if you feel like he's that and he fills your need, I mean, great. But I don't think he's a top 10. But as a quarterback, yeah. But I don't believe he's a top 10 value. If he was any other position, like if the quarterback wasn't as valuable as it is in the NFL, right. I wouldn't like it there.
Well, I mean, you could say that about just about every quarterback that's come out the last few years.
This Jets draft?
Read it to me.
Quinnen Williams at 3. Zach Allen. From Boston College, really good defensive end. Kelvin Harmon, really good wide receiver from NC State. I believe he led the ACC in receiving. That's solid. Oakland Raiders.
You really think that Kyler's going one?
I mean, that's what everybody's pushing.
Wow.
What would be money is if they draft him and they're somehow able to trade for other picks, like other guys that are already picked somehow.
To use, you're talking about using
like pick Kyler Murray,
Josh,
and let's say like let's say Oakland figured it out, and you're able to get another outside, you're able to get Josh Allen, and maybe get their 24th pick because they really wanted Kyler.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But they but you had to draft him.
Yeah.
And you're using him as leverage, and you're able to get.
I hadn't thought about Josh. That's a good call. That's a really good call. I like Oakland's draft in this. Did you already say that?
Yeah.
Josh Allen, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Baker, Rockyson.
Mm-hmm. Rockyson, whatever they want to do with him, man. He looks – he has a strong, strong, strong face.
Have you heard this talk about Dwayne Haskins being the 4th quarterback taken?
Yeah. It's been getting our boy Quincy pretty riled up.
Yeah. From China or wherever he's at. Dude's been gone for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I texted him the other day. I'm like, are you back in the country yet and just posting? Like, because he'll do that. He'll take a ton of pictures and he'll spread out the posts over a month. He's like, no, I'm still out. I'm like, bro, you need to get back. I got business to discuss.
Celebrity quarterback trainer.
I mean, dude's throwing a football from a camel. You see that?
Yeah.
Good
playing
for him.
Flag, playing two-hand touch football in national monuments and stuff.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. It's awesome. I don't see any way that he's the 4th quarterback. I that would mean that somebody would have to jump for who? For Jones? Daniel Jones above him? And I'm not sure there's any one thing that Daniel Jones does better than Haskins. I've been saying for the past month that I can see Drew Lock's stock. I can see somebody falling in love with Drew Lock's arm talent. I can see that. I think Dwayne Haskins is a better quarterback, but I could see it. There's no way 4th. I can tell you right now, as a Jag fan, I'm going to be like low-key cussing if we're at 7 and we just signed Nick Foles and he's still there. Dwayne Haskins still there.
Yeah. Our luck, it will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Jack Del Rio had an interesting quote today. You know, Jack Del Rio now, I guess, is getting into the media.
I can see that. Hollywood Jack.
NFL Network. Here's what he said about Russell Wilson. He said, don't be surprised if before it's all said and done, when we line up for the season next year, if Russell Wilson isn't quarterbacking somewhere else and the Seahawks haven't gone and gotten a quarterback they think for the future. That would be asinine.
Yeah.
For them to let Russell walk.
Agreed.
I mean, and the one that would make perfect sense, I don't know what their cap situation is, but would be the Giants.
That's what a lot of people were pushing, saying that Sierra wanted to go back to New York.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You mentioned that before, yeah. I mean, because you look like it's not – and that's the thing I – this Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray thing throws everything for a loop, because now do they keep the quarterback they just drafted in the first round, or do they trade him? Well, let's just say they keep him, worst case. If they trade him now, it throws everything. But if they keep him, 49ers aren't taking a quarterback. The Jets aren't taking a quarterback. They just took one in the first round. Although, I guess if you're the Jets and you get Russell Wilson, do you hit eject on Sam Darnold and try to trade him?
Yeah, but, like, if you're – like, do you – I mean
– what about the Raiders?
I think Raiders would make a bet.
Is Marshawn still there?
Yeah. He's there until they go to Vegas. Unless they trade him. But I don't think that would happen.
I mean, Bucks, no, right?
No,
because Bruce Arians has said, I want Jameis.
They're not getting rid of Jameis.
Unless he craps the field this year.
They got to re-sign Jameis. So it doesn't matter if he craps the field. Did they pick up his fifth-year option?
I don't think they did
they? So they have to re-sign him.
That's what I'm saying. If he starts the year off like.
No, I'm saying if he craps the bed, they're still vested in him.
They but did pick it up.
They did pick it up?
$20.9 million.
Good night, Jay. Good. Congratulations.
And, of course, the Jags, you know, we've got Nick Foles. Yeah. And I guess the Lions, well, he wouldn't go to Detroit.
Nah, Detroit, they like Stafford.
They got to be moving on soon. I guess the Broncos.
That would Bengals. Make sense.
Why are the Bengals not taking a – why is somebody talking about the Bengals taking a quarterback? Are they legit just going to stay with Andy Dalton?
Until they
– Driscoll.
I mean, this Todd McShay thing has them taking Jarrett Stidham in the third round.
I'm not mad at that.
No, but he's not going to come in and replace the Red Rocket right away. Like
no, like, but like if you can get him ready in 2 years, I can see that. I can see him walking
Jarrett
as that.
Jarrett Stidham as your future?
I mean, not like you're – if you find somebody that you could draft or pick up, you pick him up. But if he's the guy that can give you – be a two-year transition guy, I'm not mad at that. The Rocket isn't that bad, especially when he has people to throw to.
I mean
– you got Mixon is a pretty good running back.
How you gonna hate on Matt Stafford but defend Andy Dalton, though?
Well, Andy Dalton's at least – I mean, I don't know. But he sniffed the playoffs recently. Matt Stafford hasn't. And Matt Stafford, again, at one point had the greatest, like a guy who's going to go to the Hall of Fame as a wide receiver.
So does
for most
Andy
of
Dalton.
His career. Yeah, but Andy Dalton's actually at least gone to the playoffs consistently. They just
has he won a playoff game?
I don't think he's won.
No, because Marvin Lewis didn't win one, no. Did he? He's made a lot of money.
Man, but I don't think either one of them, I don't think Russell Wilson replaces either one of them.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm trying to see where McShay has Will Greer going. But I've scrolled down a good bit and hadn't seen him yet. He's got Ja'Kai Polite going to the Chiefs at 63.
Hmm.
Bryce Love, man. We all forgot about him.
It's an awesome name.
Patriots have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the first 101 picks.
Bryce Love tore his ACL, like, right at the end of the season.
At the end of the season?
Yeah.
Was it? He's a good player, though. They've got he's got the Patriots taking Daniel Jones at 56. Still don't see. Dadgum Saints, man. We get screwed. You know how many of the you know how many picks we have in the first three rounds?
How many?
One. Could be worse. Could be the Bears. They have one, and it's pick number 87. At least the Saints have one in the second round.
So not only did he tear his ACL at the end of the season, he tore his ACL on his last play of the last college game of his career. Terrible luck.
Really?
That's why people don't play in bowl games.
Was it in the bowl game or was it in the regular season?
This says January 11th, so
oh, yeah.
It would have been December. Yeah.
Well, if it's in December, then that was his last regular season game. No? I don't know. Who cares?
Either way.
Who cares?
Yeah, it was the Sun Bowl. Oh, no, he skipped the Sun Bowl. We but so, yeah, he didn't have a chance opportunity. Yeah, this headline's deceiving because it says he tore his ACL on the last play of his college career, basically. And it's like, obviously, that was the last play. He tore his ACL. Well, could have been anywhere.
That's actually a very good point. Could have been week four.
Yeah. Could have been preseason.
That's actually really good clickbait right there.
Washington Post.
Great headline.
God.
Yeah.
Trump's been telling me about y'all.
I don't see where McShay even has Will Greer being drafted as part of anybody's grade that gets an A.
Shows what he feels about him.
Wow. I mean, unless I'm just overlooking it, which is possible the way he did this. Huh. Oh, well. Let's come back. I want to get to the spring game beef that I have. It's not 8 o'clock worthy, but I definitely want to get into it. And it's not anybody specifically. It's just spring games in general, and I hate one aspect of it particularly. We'll get to that next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
JJ, you're an NBA guy, right?
Of course.
Udonis Haslem still playing?
I mean, I think he's on a roster. I don't know how much he's playing. But this is the last, second to last night of the year, so he's probably getting a couple minutes.
I just saw somebody tweeted out, Spoelstra said the plan is to play both Wade and Udonis Haslem on Wednesday night in Brooklyn. I didn't know he's, wow.
Yeah, this is definitely Wade's last year. I'm assuming Udonis is going a step aside as well.
I thought his last year was like 5 years ago.
Oh, there's a lot of guys like that. There's like the Joakim Noah still out there. The
bro, Udonis Haslem is a lot older than Joakim Noah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, he was – what Gator team did he play on?
Way before. There's no way he's only 38.
No.
He's 38.
He's a little older than me.
But, I mean, still, that's ridiculously old to be a role player in the league who – it's not good. Yeah, he was drafted in 2002.
Good for you, man. You know, he was at Wilson for a little while.
Mm-hmm. They got the pictures all over it, all over there with him.
Did they?
So this year he played in 8 games. Last year, 14. Year before that, 16. Year before that, 37. Year before that, 62. Year before that, 46. So he hasn't actually played a full season since 2012. But he's getting a paycheck.
And I'm looking up at what that paycheck is because I'm curious. How many games he played in this year?
8. Well, made, 9 if you include tonight.
He made 2.4.
That's it?
I mean, to play in 8 games?
And four games. Minutes per game
oh, wow.
out of those 8.
So he's the last guy on the bench.
Yeah, he's under the bench.
Who was the white guy for the Celtics? The only white player
oh.
that year when they had no
oh.
when they had the big three?
I don't know.
Like, it was crazy. He was always in the suit. He was always
He's their announcer right now. Let me look.
I will tell you, I thought Udonis Haslem had made more money. Now, this isn't anything to sneeze at, but I thought that he got one of those, like,
at least one of the $10 million a year contracts.
Yeah, he never did. He made $60 million in his whole career. A lot of money, but I would have thought that had been like $100 million.
That might be why he stayed around so long.
Scalabrine?
Scalabrine.
My dude.
That was the guy, man.
ThinMD MedSpot, ThinMDMedSpot.com. That's where you want to go if you need to lose a little bit of weight or you've got some other issues you need to get taken care of. Other issues like maybe you just don't feel well.
Right.
Something feels off.
2 pounds.
What?
Lost 2 pounds.
I'm not even weighing
it right now. I was just saying, considering this weekend and then.
Oh, you lost 2 pounds? You went today?
Yeah.
Dude, bump you.
And I ate peach cobbler for breakfast. on Monday. I ate it, and I was like, wait a minute. I gotta do a weigh-in. Why am I cheating?
Cheating? You think that after the weekend you had?
Yeah, I mean, the weekend wasn't that bad. I did a lot of walking. I drank. I was hydrated. I had a lot of liquid.
I feel like you give off a false sense to people for ThinMD. I feel like they think they can go to ThinMD, and then they can go do whatever they want, and they still lose weight. James is just weird.
Yeah, don't do that. But if no. I followed it, I would probably be like 220 right now.
Yeah.
Easy. But I'm comfortable where I'm at. I want to lose a little bit more, but, I mean, it's definitely good. I'm pretty good during the week. I miss my lemon peppers. I haven't ate them in a while.
My favorite, lemon pepper.
Well, you can go in there for just about anything. If you need teeth whitening, good. Laser hair removal, good. Like, there's so many things I hear advertised, like, he does all of them right there. Like, if you're having some issues in the bedroom, go there. Low testosterone, go there. He's got you covered. Go to thinmdmedspot.com. Two locations, one in Mandarin, one in Jacks Beach. Get by there, see him, tell him the Sports Den sent you. I hate. I'm going to say it one more time. Hate when people talk about spring game attendance. Hate it.
Yeah.
With a passion. Nobody should be there. Like, instead of talking about how few people are at a spring game, I would be more inclined to make fun of the ones who have 80,000 there. It is a scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and now people are selling tickets? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I think it's always been a thing, but it's more recent for here. I mean, it's actually most people don't mind paying the $10.
I do.
Like, if you pay $65 for a spring game, you're foolish.
I mean,
for a regular ticket.
It should be free. It is a scrimmage, and in most parts, it's completely scripted, and it's stupid. It's dumb. And then to go out and say, oh, you only had X amount at your spring game.
That's what I think is weird. Mike Bianchi did something on his show about FSU's. Now, the $60,000 that Tag had last year was unreal, because we've never had that before. I think somebody put up the numbers of the spring game attendance for Florida State the past few years, and it actually put some things in perspective, because, you know, a lot of people are like, well, y'all had half the numbers. 2014, right after the national championship, we had 36,000. You know what we had in 2015? 17,000. Then 2017, 26,000. And then obviously the huge numbers in 2018.
What was the lowest year? 2015?
2015.
That's when y'all were normal. Y'all are getting weird.
I mean,
everybody's getting weird with this.
No, I think it's something that now it's.
I don't care if Nebraska has 90,000.
To me, it's the new noon game. So people say, like, noon games suck, right? When I played, I played in a lot of noon games, and they were always packed. Like, my 2002, we played Miami, full, like, the old Orange Bowl was packed, noon game, ESPN Classic.
That's FSU Miami. I mean,
but what I'm saying is, FSU Miami now, if they say it's at noon, oh, that sucks. You guys got the raw ticket. Like, you should be at 8 o'clock, 3:30. People are now, with social media and the way things are marketed, we think things that are relatively new are the norm. And like when I play, I don't remember how many people came to a spring game.
But
when I listen to Fred Davis talk about Clemson and how he's never been to a Clemson football game, but he loved the atmosphere of a spring game. It is all about recruiting now. And that's where I think it comes down to having pretty good attendance could help.
So the two weirdest things in college football. Spring game attendance and recruiting.
Recruiting, yeah. Fair enough.
I honestly don't give a crap if Florida has 10 people or 100,000.
That's because you're normal.
It means nothing to me. I don't care if Florida State has 80,000, 60,000, 20,000, 10,000, or 5. I don't care about Nebraska. I don't care about Alabama. I don't care about Clemson. Like, it is completely irrelevant.
You know what I do care about? Having my spring game at a middle school football stadium. That's a little bit.
I'm not hating on that either. Because why would you go and rent out a stadium if
No, I'm just saying, like, maybe you should.
They're not having it at middle school, aren't they having it at Traz?
Yeah, but nobody plays high school games at Traz anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was my fault.
There was talk about moving the state championships to Traz.
A 10,000-seat stadium?
They did it anyway. So they moved. You didn't see this?
Uh-uh.
So
they moved it to Gene
Daytona
Cox.
And Tally, right?
But Daytona, yeah. that stadium seats more than 10, right?
It can't be much more. I don't think it does. I mean,
That's where Bethune plays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Bethune.
And Stetson, right?
I played in two state championship games. One was at the Swamp and one was at Daytona. And I will tell you, the Daytona was a lot more fun. Because you get in this big old stadium.
Yeah, it just looks empty.
It.
Yeah, I don't believe you should be in a I think it's cool when you have it at FSU or Florida, you know, those schools like that. But, I mean, I don't like Gene Cox like it being in Tallahassee. There's no hotels around there. You're actually.
They did it for the smaller schools because the majority of smaller schools are in the Panhandle. Yeah. 15,000 is what Bethune's stadium seats.
Okay.
Yeah. I just had to rant on that. Let me get to Mike, and then I want to get on this Twitter stuff you were talking about.
Okay. That's cool.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, boys. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Well, let me ask you a question here. Well, let me just say this out front. I won an absolute fortune last night. For me, it was pretty good. You know, I don't know everybody else, you know, is relative figure. But I won about 1,300 bucks last night on Virginia and the over and all that stuff. I mean, I did pretty good, you know, with the props and everything else. On that MyBookie that you guys advertise with?
Yep.
My God, let me tell you something. But it is, I mean, I had to call you guys up and say, look, I can't collect here. How do I, should I come down to the station? These guys are trying to get me to, I don't know, they're not paying the money. I mean, what's going on?
I don't gamble, so I don't even know how that goes. I have no idea. I mean, are you supposed to get it like the very next day?
Do you think we work for MyBookie, Mike?
Yeah, we do not keep cash here at the station. Let me be clear about that.
No, Mike. Not like that. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I hear the advertisement. That's why I started betting with them offshore and everything, you know. I know.
Okay, well, let me explain to you how offshore books work, Mike. So you're going to get a check, and that check is going to have a fake company on it that's going to be like I don't know, just using an example, like a mattress company. And they're going to say you returned a mattress and a pillow top, whatever.
Is this true?
However much that is worth that you're getting out of your account.
Are you making
this up? Then
you're
going to take this to your bank, and they're going to give you that money.
You're making that up.
What happened?
I'm just saying.
He's making that up.
I'm not making that up.
Mike, you're making that up. He's making that up.
Say that again.
Mike, honestly, I have no idea, man.
That's what happened.
Congratulations on winning the money. I'm sure you will collect.
You'll get it back.
I don't know why he thinks him a check from a mattress company.
Dude, that's what happens, man.
Oh, there's no way. Are you serious?
Oh yeah,
I'm dead ass serious.
You don't want it to, because it's not fully legal, federally. You don't want them to transfer the money to because they'll freeze your account. But yeah, you'll get a check. I didn't know it'll come from a mattress company.
Well, it'll come from just whatever.
So it's kind of like the steakhouse, the charge from the steakhouse at the
when you go to certain
exactly
places. Yeah,
certain adult establishments.
Yes,
just eat the wings.
Wait a second. Oreo has limited edition cookies?
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, it's just...
Still the same cookie?
Put Game of Thrones on the cookie package, charge you a dollar more.
It's not like triple stuff?
Nah, triple stuff is a little bit too much.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Did you say triple stuff is too much?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of triple stuff. Double stuff is perfect. I don't understand people who eat regular Oreos when double stuff is right there.
I don't even know who you are anymore. You got an all big time in Tallahassee and now triple stuff. You're too good for triple stuff. Jeez. Anyway, explain this Twitter stuff to me. Okay, so here's all I know about Big Three Twitter. Nothing. All I know is I go onto Twitter and people are talking about like these people that I have no idea who they are, and it's like they're losing their mind over these people. I don't know if they're Florida State, Miami. I don't know who they are. And then I simply say last night one little thing about, hey, I may roll through the tailgate at Boise State. And good gosh, you would have thought that I said I'm going to go and slap every Florida State player on the sideline.
Yeah, that's just them being They know I rock with you. They know you would be good.
No, buff y'all. You know what? Instead, I'm gonna take my butt to Auburn or to Dallas and watch a top 25 team.
Auburn's
if y'all don't want me there.
Auburn's going to be a top 25 team?
Either Auburn or Oregon will be.
Oh, Oregon, yeah, definitely.
I bet you Auburn is.
Probably. I hope Oregon wins.
I mean, there's a...
I bet Boise's a top 25 team.
Boise be top 25.
You think? Mm-hmm. They lost their quarterback.
You said the new quarterback's better.
I did not say that.
Big 3 Twitter is just interesting, man. I mean...
But what's going on? Who's this? Okay, this...
I'm not talking about the one guy.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
Okay. Well, one guy.
I don't even know who he is. Is this some the dude people that just got in the fight that got to bring his shoes?
Got out of pocket with some of the comments. And then people kind of.
This is the Florida dude?
Yeah. People checked him on it and were like, wow, how can you say that? And his one of the FSU guys kind of defended him and said, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we found out that.
This story is terrible. Blah, 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 this guy.
I know, James
what's
is
happening?
Trying. I you're not going to help me out with what's going on. You don't want to say. Because you don't want to mention his name and give them.
Yeah.
So he's LeVar Ball.
Yeah, worse.
Worse?
Bottom line is people got held accountable for their actions past and current. And it was just a bunch of, it was for Love and Hip Hop. Like a reality TV stuff that happened on
Twitter.
Is this
that big of a deal that it should be filling up my Twitter timeline?
It's just a lot of the people who follow you or who you follow all follow this. It's a really good – I mean, actually, you know what? Fine. The Big 3 Roll-Up is a really good podcast. I listen to it. They have very good interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, they do a really good job of getting, like, former players from all the three different entities. Some guys are coaches or assistant coaches. And they do a really good job of getting information out of them that they wouldn't do on a typical radio interview. So they have a lot of people following. I listen.
That's Newberg.
Yeah, Newberg and them. You know, they talk bad about. Well, they don't. Like one person talks bad about Fifth Quarter, but I always tell him that that's great publicity. He's one of my biggest fans, and I appreciate that, whether he admits it or not.
And the Gator dude's the dude that called me out, right?
Yeah, one of the guys that called. Yeah, he called you. His stick is he says really wild things, and he talked about somebody's. Parent who's dying of cancer today. He talked about somebody's daughter that's 4 years old, and it got people in an uproar, and people were like, all right, we're tired of this. Like, dude, that's too far. And a lot of people were like, well, with Twitter, you know, I expect it. Like, that's his thing. He goes to it, and the more you give it attention, the more he likes it and he craves it and whatever. Like, I guess they get paid. I don't know. But then one of the guys who came on overly defending one of the comment about the 4-year-old, and it turns out that he got hit with statutory back in 05. And what makes it really hard is that I actually got a chance to know the guy over the last couple. He actually was at my tailgate. I had no clue. And so what happened was a lot of guys know this person, but they didn't know that. So that kind of shook up the Big 3 Twitter area. And then what happens was a case of everybody exposing everybody.
That's
official. The guy who was talking trash, he's been asking, which is ironic because he's talking about a cancer patient, but was asking for prayer because he's been sick or had to go to the hospital, done some tests, and then they find out that, you know, he might have had a domestic dispute, and that might be what put him in the hospital.
Okay, he got beat up by his girl?
You're right. I shouldn't have asked.
That's what I'm saying. So like a lot of it is just really
Twitter soap opera.
It's a soap. That's it.
Twitter
but the
stuff.
One thing I'll give them props about is every little soap opera-ish thing that's happened with that podcast,
yeah.
They talk about it. And you know what happens? More people gravitate toward it, more people watch it, more people listen to it. And kudos to them if that's how you have to get listeners and do things. I just tell people that they like Twitter. This internet thing is really crazy, and I don't know what's behind some of these avatars. Like some of these people are emotional and unstable creatures, and one day I fear like people are gonna keep popping, and then you're gonna hell be. I always have this firm belief, whether social media, whether people say it's just words. Well, some people from where I'm from, you get held accountable for your words at some point, sometimes, and well, I don't want anything like that to happen.
I'll tell you this. Like, the mayor tagged me in something earlier today. And so I saw the comments from it. Holy cow, man. Some of you, kiss your mom with that mouth? Like, dang.
Was there a lot of 2-1-0s on there?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't about me. It was about the mayor.
Okay. And that was crazy. I think the one guy asked for it a little bit. It was like a little Antigone. Like, but you're doing really good work. No need to say, hey, guys, get your row, and you come out and you paddle with us and you come up. I think it was a little, but I didn't comment on, because I really do like, I like Mayor Curry and I like the things that they're doing, but it was kind of calling some people out. And I think the biggest thing that's sad.
His tweet to me?
Huh?
His tweet that I was in?
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about something else earlier today. Because that was the first thing I looked at. I'm like, God, we beefing about who wants to make the city better.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just.
Some people just gripe. Some people just live to gripe.
Politics and sports are better when we stick it to politics and sports and don't make it personal. And that's the thing that really sucks.
8 o'clock coming up next. We'll be right back.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality. LooseAirQuality.com. That's L-U-C-E, AirQuality.com. You guys hear us talking about it all the time. Because we know at some point you're going to need them. Some point your home or your business. If you're a realtor, you need them now. But your home or your business, at some point you live in Florida, you're going to need help with mold testing or some type of bad air quality. When you do, we're just asking that you give Loose Air Quality a call. Call them at 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. That's looseairquality.com, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. 8 o'clock. We didn't do it last night. And by the way, I want to just thank Fred again and his dad. Mm-hmm. For coming in last night. Fred committed to Clemson. I would like to make this the spot for kids to do that, because I think it's cool, because it gives them a chance to do something different. The recruiting has changed. It used to be that you had the hats in February and you got your moment where everybody was like, oh, what are they doing? Well, now coaches are driving for earlier commitments. I like what we're doing in this space. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is – now, obviously, we can't do every kid that commits. It's got to be major programs. But I like giving the kids a chance to letting people get to know the kids. I think that's the cool part. So a bunch of good feedback on the Fred Davis commitment. You can go back to the 1010XL or SportsDen SoundCloud and check out last night's show if you want to hear more. That kid's going to be a baller.
Yep.
Big time. Big time get for Clemson. In fact, I saw that commitment put them at number one. I read that somewhere last night. So congrats to Fred. Awesome stuff. What's your 8 o'clock?
Baseball. I mean, I don't understand it, like any of it. Like, I mean, it's America's pastime, and if this is America's pastime, then, you know, I don't judge. I just need to know what kind of America I'm in, like, you know, because I want my son to possibly play baseball. I see the money.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has their routines and their rituals and things that they do. Like, I'm a firm handshake guy.
Right.
Like, or, you know, dap it up.
Even that's getting difficult because I don't know who to do what with. Yeah. That's a whole thing now.
I mean, or, you know.
Do you shake hands with a female coworker?
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
Yes, I do.
In fact, I just try not to do anything.
No, in fact, no, that's – I'm glad – like, I legit, whenever – any female, not just coworker.
Your wife?
Well, except for my wife. Like, when I'm walking up, I will stick my hand out.
Actually, you know what I am?
Don't want the awkward hug. Don't want any of that stuff.
JJ, you know what I am? Have you ever seen the Key and Peele Obama sketch?
I don't believe I have.
I think everybody's that.
Where Obama, like – they like.
deciding on who the person is. Like,
well, yeah, he's walking handshake. Through it. All the okay. black people, he gives like a really good that. Handshake, but then like when he sees the white, it's a firm.
But that wasn't That's a Key and Peele thing. That was legit.
With now, him Obama actually really yeah. does that. They show it is not. I don't do it to black and white people. Like if I know you, like if I see you, JJ, I'm gonna be like, "What's up, JJ, right. my man?" And if I see somebody else, like you know, and I know Griff, but like if I see Griff's my boss, how you doing?
Of course, right,
good to see you,
good
sir.
To see you, good to see you, sir.
I'll hey, bow. What's going on? I bow when I see him.
Appreciate it.
Bow.
Or somebody tries to hug you and you're like, nope, stiff arm, force the handshake. But
well, let me give everybody just a little piece. I don't hug.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't like smart hugging. I don't hug.
But what I tell you what I don't do. My handshakes are to the hands, and they're not to the lower regions. And I don't greet anybody, and I don't want anybody greeting me. We don't do junk grabs. And I don't know what's going on in locker rooms or how close people are, but there's not a person in this world that I'm that close with that you just grab. You grab my front.
Oh, I thought you meant you were talking about butt slaps.
No,
butt slaps.
You have not seen this, JJ?
No.
As long as you say good game and it's not a cuff, I'm not opposed to
it. How should I Google this?
Okay, just go Google Major League Baseball crotch grab.
Whoa.
Yes. It is. And what's funny is the first thing. Never mind. Never mind. No, I'm going to say. No, I'm not. No.
Say it.
Oh, no more Mazars on my fantasy team, too.
Don't do that, man.
Damn. And Joey Gallo.
Texas Ranger players Joey Gallo and Nomar Mazara celebrated a home run against the Los Angeles Angels during Sunday baseball game with a double crotch grab.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they started first by doing some intricate hand motions and then going in for each other's groins. Now, I'm reading this I can quote because it was the first thing that came out into my Google. It is on out.com. That's the first thing that popped up. And the headline is, two baseball players celebrate home run with a double crotch grab, and it says, just guys being dudes.
Okay, so I have a sort of common story. There was a soccer player in a Middle Eastern country, and like, this was recent. He scored a goal, and they caught him on camera. He was like pinching the butt or something of one of the guys that scored in like the huddle celebration they had. They sent him to prison.
He's in what?
They sent him to prison.
Wow.
Mazara, Joey Gallo.
Well, but I'm assuming they sent him to prison because the other dude didn't know.
No, because it was like Iran, that's why.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, remember a couple years ago, though, they were doing the crotch bump? Remember that? We talked about it on our podcast.
Yeah.
Was it like the Cubs?
Sounds like something they would do.
I think a couple years ago, like, they were bumping junk. Like, I'm with you, James. I don't get this.
I mean, like I said, I don't understand sports anymore.
I mean, whatever you want to do, cool. But dang, not in. This is PDA. That's what this is.
Oh yeah, it was the Cubs in the World Series.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, I saw you tweet that out the other day, and I was like, "This has got to be like."
Yeah, I just like
the Onion or something. And like, nope.
I think,
yeah, onions is right.
With a lot of stuff, I don't like when we talk about when people on the timeline, the grumpy ones who don't understand how great our show is for cultural relations, there are things I don't understand. And if I don't understand it, I ask, right? So I'm not ignorant anymore to it. And like, I asked somebody, could they please explain this to me? And I haven't gotten any explanation about like, you know, what is this? Like, what does this mean? I mean, is this like, maybe it's something like all baseball players dip, it seems like. Maybe it's something like that.
Is this a drip community question?
Yeah, this is definitely a drip community question. And 548, you are 100. Yes, that word is definitely illegal. We are going all possible ways to not say that word.
I don't even.
You got to read the text line. Top text.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I like my job. I'd rather say, I've said some wild things on radio before, in particular XM. I'll say all those words before I go that way.
I don't even know what that word is anymore. I just can't. Yep. It's not even part of my.
I'll call it the drip community. Is
yeah. Bro, speaking of 8 o'clock,
where is our intern?
I just told you.
He's off again?
No, he's done.
He's done?
Yeah, he's back in North Carolina.
He worked 3 weeks.
I don't know what kind of internship this was. He will be back for like a week, but he's basically done.
Oh, Holy crap.
I mean, it is April.
Yeah, but college isn't over until May. I got some interns getting ready to start listen, your internship ends on this day, and we have things that you do for your internship, and then we have things that are necessary for you to complete before your internship. I'm not signing the paper.
Yeah, I think we should start going that route, too.
Wait, he was getting college credit for what he was doing here?
Yes.
Yes. He was paying, for him to go to school to come and work for free.
This is why people easily get college degrees nowadays, because there's people like us who are just willing to sign our name.
No, he did a bunch with 6 points.
I hope.
He did. So I'm looking at the Twitter right now. By the way, the Cardinals won 4-0 against the Dodgers. I knew you were. That's back-to-back nights they beat the Dodgers. Right. But there's a play. I want you to walk around here and see. I've never seen a ball so poorly misjudged in my life. Cardinals outfielder is tracking the ball, right? He climbs the wall, James. Climbs the wall to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
It barely hits the warning track. This video is of him falling off the wall trying to get to it. This is a Major League Baseball player.
Gotta love Major League Baseball.
He's 3 steps up onto the fence. This is an awesome. This will be a meme. There's no doubt. This will be one of the most popular memes in the upcoming weeks. Amazing. I could watch this all night. You got anything else you're hating on? Or are you ready to move on?
If I don't talk about baseball again for the rest of the year, I'll be good.
This video is hilarious, though.
You see it?
I'm watching it right now. Marcell Ozuna.
Yes.
He used to play here in Jacksonville.
He was with the Scrimp?
The Suns.
The Suns?
Yeah, do you follow Deadspin?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to Deadspin's Twitter page. You'll see it.
Okay. Deadspin.
This is going to be a great meme. He had a plan. It just didn't work out for him.
Yeah, we have a plan.
Jack's preseason schedule has come out. That could be my 8 o'clock, but I'll save that for the next segment, along with Daggum Alliance, man. Y'all folded too early. We'll get into that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den on a Tuesday night, nearing midnight. Really like my idea from earlier. Go to the Hacker School of Broadcasting. I had no idea that many people watch professional wrestling.
Yeah.
No idea.
It was all on my timeline.
And then, like, the dude who won, I don't even know. I'm going to sound stupid with this.
Kofi?
Yeah.
The black guy?
He sends out, like, this big thank you tweet, like he's worked his whole life. Dude, it was predetermined.
But he still had to work to get popular enough to win that.
He had to have already won previously fixed matches for him to be popular enough to win this fixed match.
I just don't get it. I am not speaking poorly of any of you who love to watch that, but I just don't get it on any level. But
when I was a kid, you know, I was a huge fan.
You were also a huge fan of Santa Claus.
Exactly.
Whatever makes you happy, go do that. Bro, the Jags I shouldn't say Jags. The NFL preseason announcement, does anybody give a crap about who's playing who in the preseason?
No. I don't care about the preseason.
You mean you're not super stoked for Nick Foles to be playing his old club?
I saw that, like, Nick Foles going to have a rematch with Philadelphia.
Nick Foles is going to play one drive.
I don't care. I don't care if the Jags play Mandarin High School.
Are we going to do the
I would,
the
because Carson Beck
here,
would be.
Or are we going to do it somewhere else?
Are we going to do what?
The combined practices here, or are we going to do it somewhere else?
I have no idea.
Apparently it's going to be with Baltimore.
I don't want to see that.
I know we shouldn't be talking like this. We're the official station of the Jags, and this may be the reason why our credentials have been denied for 3 years in a row. I don't care. There is a 0% chance I'm paying any money to go to a preseason game ever in my life. The only one I ever, unless I have season tickets, let me rephrase that, because they don't give me a choice. You have to.
Oh, okay. They don't give you, when you get the season tickets, you buy those.
Right. You pay the same price for those that you pay for whatever week game. The only exception to that was when the Jags played their first ever game. That was cool. But of all the things the NFL does that seems obnoxious, it's making a big deal of preseason games and the schedule release. That seems like one of the more obnoxious things that people do in sports. Here, let me get you guys all in a tizzy and about games that don't matter with people that aren't going to be on the team.
Very true.
Essentially, for all of y'all that cuss the AAF, you just retweeted your team's preseason game, which means less than what the AAF games meant.
Speaking of that, let's talk about that a little bit.
Go.
I think the AAF could have been successful if they would have just waited. Like 21 guys on a roster
30,
right now?
30. It's 30 now. Like, 30.
That's a true farm league. That is good.
That's why I was
you
so
got Canadian,
aggravated
you
at
got
that dude.
Cats in Canada pissed.
Yes.
That's what everybody wanted, was an opportunity to get some film and show that you can be put on a roster.
If they'd have just waited 4 more stinking weeks and let this happen organically after the season, they would have had any player they wanted. Like, players would have opted out of practice squad contracts, because this pays more.
Right.
And they could have gotten a real contract. They could have gotten what they wanted, but this idiot that bought them over screwed them over.
I really want to know what the issue was.
I will never know. We'll know whenever we find out that there was some piece of technology or something they had that is essentially what he bought for $25 million, because he didn't give $250 and then shut him down. I think you're going to see lawsuits out of this. Like Tom Dundon. I don't know Tom Dundon. I don't know anything about Tom Dundon, but I'm going under the assumption that Tom Dundon is a turd right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't even, let me Google Tom Dundon. Let me see what he looks like, and I'll tell you if he's a turd.
Or let's see how he got his money. Like, I like the Carolina Panthers owner. Like, Somebody thinks he's a turd, I think he's awesome.
He was petty.
Like, if I could buy my old boss's house.
Wait, this is Tom Dundon?
Yeah, he's only 47.
He looks like Steve Kerr.
Now I got to see what Tom Dundon looks like.
He looks like a NASCAR driver.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect.
Not that there's anything wrong with NASCAR
drivers. Or like a web.com tour golfer.
Good call.
Oh, wow. He definitely looks like a web.com.
Yeah, he's probably got golf shoes on him. That.
The picture I'm looking at, he's got that golf outfit, and he's wearing a top golf hat.
Really?
Yeah.
How did Tom Dundon?
He founded a business focused primarily on subprime automobile financing.
There you go.
Oh yeah, he's
There you go.
He's a terrible person.
Takes advantage of
desperation economy. The desperation economy is how Tom Dundon
can't pay
made his
their bills.
Money. Wow. He calls himself the bank. He calls himself the bank? But you know what? AAF, you knew this. You knew who you were getting into bed with. I'm reading an article about him. It says, called brilliant and unique by some who know him, Dundon mastered the intricacies of lending better than he did making burgers and quesadillas. What did he used to? I guess he used to own a. Oh. He used to own a restaurant chain that failed, I guess. Huh. Santander is what.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
He got bought out from Santander for $900 million. Now he started an investment firm. He's the prime money person. Dundon calls himself the bank behind the new Trinity Forest Golf Club. And he said he owns nearly one quarter of Top Golf.
Oh, that's where he made his money.
Well, he just screwed the AF. 30 guys? 30 guys got contracts already? Oh. It's a shame, man. There's people that I know that have years and years and years of work into the AAF. Now, granted, they should have planned better. They shouldn't have needed a $250 million pledge in week one. But maybe they should have gone to somebody else. It's a shame. Now, I'm not so sure the XFL won't work. 3 weeks ago, I'd have said hit eject on that. But now, like you said, James, if you can get a legit farm system for the NFL, it will work. It will catch on at some point. You need to understand that it may take you 2 or 3 years to build a following. But at some point, it will work. And I don't think that farm system needs to be, I keep hearing this, it doesn't need to be, hey, I'm trying to talk high school players into getting paid out of high school. I don't think that's the way. This was fine. The Dolphins have signed 7 cats from the AAF. 7.
I don't know what that says for their roster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the 90, man. So, I mean, but still, it's better than nothing.
When you got cut from New Orleans, would you have played in something like the AAF?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I would much rather have done that. Well, I mean, if the check were cash.
Well, you didn't know that. They didn't know that when they agreed.
What if they sent you a check from a fake mattress company that you had to take to your bank?
Straight to the bank.
But if I told you that they give you cash and put it in your account, you take that check.
That's so funny. You know that those guys, well, I'm assuming it was direct deposit. But if I were to get a check from the AAF after week one, man, I would have dropped everything I was doing to get that thing in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Would not have waited a day. It's a shame, man. It's a shame. Here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and break now. And this is our last break, right? And then I want to come back and talk about your tally trip.
Nice.
Let's do that. We'll be right back.
I tell you the difference between me and them. They're trying to get the ones.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
So James had him a big weekend out in Tallahassee. Mr. Celebrity in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Goes out, has this little tailgate. For fifth quarter and 36 degrees. Which, by the way, you're rocking a 36 degree shirt. We don't even have a Sportsman shirt.
People made it for me. Like, apparently things that I say catch on.
Well, that one didn't have any of those. It was just a 36
degree shirt. We had for the kids.
Why is the ice melting?
That's a good question.
Would ice melt at 36? It would take a while,
right? It could be 36 degrees. Celsius, or I guess 36 degrees Fahrenheit. You don't know.
I'm just curious.
It just depends. Friday, on Fridays, when I'm on petty Fridays, I'm definitely Celsius. Every other day, I'm typically cool. Today was a little bit different, but I think it was the energy on Twitter. I had to take a nap to kind of calm myself down.
So are you guys going to do this tailgate for Boise?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be real big. So we're going to do a whole weekend, Doak Boys weekend, Thursday through Sunday.
What happens at one of these tailgates? Like, legit, what happens? Like food?
Yes.
Drinks?
All you can eat, all you can drink. Kids under 12 free.
People are bringing kids?
Yeah, it was kid friendly. We had games for the kids to play. We had spades. We had dominoes. Music. It's like a big family reunion. A lot of different cultures coming together for football. We had about 300 people at the tailgate. For the spring game tailgate and for
y'all had 300 people at the spring game tailgate. Y'all have more people than what Hammer had.
Hammer actually had a really good amount of people there.
Did he?
Yeah, it was dope.
I didn't hear anything about it.
But yeah, he actually put some good energy. It is like people just, it's amazing. Like people are like, we know James left when Hammer started talking about we got to help the kids because James says F them kids. But you know, so people were asking for the shirts. People were asking. We had thehumidor.com was out there. We were giving out cigars for people who know I smoke cigars. We had Freddie Beatman out there doing the ribs. That's what got, like, you know, some people are born to preach. Some people are born to, like, go missions and reach nations.
Right.
Freddie was born to grill. Like, that's what he does.
Is that legit what he does?
I don't know. No, I think he actually – we call him Meat Man. He actually sells. He works for, like, one of the meat companies. But he gets on the grill, does his thing. So with it being here in Jacksonville, hopefully we'll be able to get him back at the tailgate. My man Matt, who owns a restaurant in Alabama, is going to come back and cater it as well. We had jambalaya. We had mac and cheese. We had green beans. We had Taggart rice, which is baked beans and rice. So it was tons of food. And then we had tons of desserts. We had banana pudding, three different types of banana pudding.
So this really was all about the food.
Yeah, the food. And then we probably had about 40 different bottles of alcohol, of which I brought 5 back. So really, people were really fed and really inebriated.
So did y'all even go to the spring game?
Yeah, a lot of people went to the spring game. One person passed out on the steps. Like, it was a lot of people went and enjoyed the game, and we were tailgating for about 3 hours. And that's everybody remembered it from last year, and then we did it even bigger this year. And then right now, we're already putting in the works for what we're going to do for the fall. So it's going to, I mean, you can go to whatever tailgate you want to. I mean, this isn't free, but it's definitely not the most expensive. And
how much is it?
I haven't got the pricing yet, but it'll probably be, like, the tailgate will probably be $40, $45. But if you're in the fifth quarter, or if you paid for the tailgate for the spring game, what the $15 that you pay for that will be credited to where you can get a discount up to a certain period of time when we put the pricing out. It was very well organized for something that I did. I was very shocked at how efficient it went. And everybody had a really, really good time. I got to eat the ribs. I got some of the ribs at the house still. But I didn't get to eat any of the other food. I didn't eat. I was going around making sure everybody was there. We had about 30 former players show up. Yeah. Well, they made an announcement at the player social, and I was a little nervous because I didn't know how it was going to go. But we ran out of mixer and we ran out of water, so that was one thing. It was just better than what I did for the Virginia Tech game. Virginia Tech game, the people who were supposed to bring sodas and juice didn't show up. So we literally, it was hot, and we had a lot of alcohol with no chaser.
That's just a bad no day ice. All around.
It was a lot of people were, luckily a lot of people were too drunk to realize what happened. So it was good. So, but we'll have a Friday night event. We'll probably end up doing a lot. If we're on Fridays then, if we haven't shifted yet, we'll probably be doing
I'm not invited.
You're invited to the Friday night live, the Friday night event.
Thanks for letting me come to your tailgate to work.
You'll be at the tailgate if you want to come. It'll be great. Good atmosphere. Then we'll have a day party Sunday. I was talking with Cigar Scott about that.
Okay.
And so it'll be like, so if you're an FSU fan and you're listening and you're looking for something to do that's fun and organized for the whole weekend, I got you. And it's not going to cost you that much money. It'll be real organized. But, you know, it was just really good. Shout out to my co-host with 36 Degrees, Daniel Kelly. We got a lot of guys who are excited to come on. People are begging to come on. So if you want to hear former FSU legends talk about their experience there and whatever, we'll do that. Especially Peter Warwick really made me feel special, man. Like that was real dope. Cause Pete like is the man still at Florida State, and Pete definitely made sure he shout out. He showed up. Snoop Menace will probably be there. If Snoop's coming to Jacksonville, Snoop will definitely be at the tailgate. And then Doak Boys will be back on fifth quarter college football. So if you're a Patreon member, you get to listen to it.
Was Gino there?
I was there. Yeah, Gino was there. I haven't seen Gino in months, but Gino was there. And it's dope because Tag and a lot of the guys heard about what I was doing and they really supported it and made sure that people knew to get there. We built relationships with family with couples. We rekindled relationships. We started new relationships. And we may have had some divorces happen because of the alcohol, but I'm okay with that. I'm all about changing people's life for the better and making sure they had a good time. So it's what I want to do for Jazz game. Mama was there. My mom is badass, man. My mom was the lady there telling you if you ain't had no band, don't touch the food, don't touch the alcohol.
That's awesome.
And she was telling stories. She told everybody about the gold tooth story. She told everybody about my Olive Garden story where I graduated from middle school and the girl who was working at Olive Garden tried to slide me her number because she thought I graduated from, college. I think she thought it was a college graduation. And my mom was like, no, he is not even 14 yet. He cannot have a girlfriend.
So my mom blocked it.
I was like, Mom, you didn't have to block me like that, man. She was bad, too, if I remember correctly.
That would have been amazing, actually, if you had your mom drop you off to pick her up. She'd be like, wait a second.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Did you get the Alfredo sauce with the bread?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way to eat the Olive Garden bread. But my mom was there, full effect, funny. She's hilarious. A lot of people, old, young. Like I said, seeing the kids go around there was good, throwing the football around. It's so much more to football. That's why I like people. Like, even if you don't like football, go to high school games, go to college games, go to pro games. If you don't even step inside the stadium, it's a whole different culture for the tailgate. And I can see how people, like our fifth generation Bull Gator, you know, this, that, and the other, and you hear people's stories, and it's like, if I had known about tailgating, I might not have ever played football. Like, because that is so much more fun than the game. Like, I get it. People don't know. I know football. I can't watch football for fun. So, like, watching football is work. But, like, going to a tailgate and just eating, drinking, and talking trash and doing other stuff, that's where it's at.
You know who's great at tailgating is Pops.
I believe
him. He used to be. Like, you know what? I'm going to take that back. No. Yeah. So, we went to LSU, and it was a night game. We got there at, like, 9 in the morning for 8 o'clock kickoff. I bet you Pops ate 25,000 calories.
I believe it.
And dude was like out for about 2.5 hours. Like took a nap 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he was good to go.
You know what? I might need to bring Joe with the recovery zone and have him set up his
own. That would be amazing,
actually. So that people can recover.
The problem is where you can park it, though. That's the
problem. No, I'm saying, like, I'm trying to get a lot.
Like a whole lot?
Like a whole lot. Like I was – the Buffalo Bills fans don't do anything in the world right. The one thing they did do right was when they got that lot and they were doing like jumping off of the fifth wheel into the tables and stuff. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. But things like that, that's really what I'm
interested
in doing. Sounds
like you're
going
to need a waiver.
Yeah, we may even have a boxing ring considering how much people are talking trash. Like this offseason is going to be interesting.
I'll have no part of that.
But I might have to slide over and watch that.
But I think it'll be fun. The best thing about all outside of finding out some things that I don't know, there was nobody there not having a good time. Nobody was an ass.
That's my pet peeve is when people go to a football game and fight. Like, dude, this is entertainment.
And the one thing that I did forewarn people, though, because I told them, I don't care what you do with any other people there. There's one person that was at my tailgate that you don't want to get beat to sleep for messing with, and that's my mama.
Yeah.
It was some people there. I had my friends, the people I grew up with. It was a lot of people there that were intently looking at people who were getting a little too friendly or too, you know.
Oh, I'm rolling
just
in
to see if
I'm
they
rolling
had
in with bodyguards.
Say. Yeah. So, and then it was some certain people who got tickets from me for the Champions Club, and FSU boosters really made me look like I was way bigger than what I was. Like I had a table. Like imagine because we mimicked the Jaguar suites.
Yeah.
But like there is a table where I could see the field great, and it had all kinds of snacks. We had a waitress that came through, got our mates whatever drink we wanted, made sure we got drinks, did all this, and like I had it started with 8, but it ended up being like 16 of us in that area with a rope with the rope.
That's cool.
And then people are like, one person said, I can see why people, like, I don't try to come off because I'm as bigger than life, But there are some things where you have access, and it does look, it pictures a lot better than what it really had. It was very simple, but it just looked like it was a bigger deal than what it was.
Hey, not to get off subject, I got to address this. Number 7 for Philadelphia has become America's villain tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers. You see what he just did?
No.
So it's D-Wade's last home game.
Right.
There's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. D-Wade gets a fast break. He's going to throw it off the glass and dunk it. This dude hustles down and blocks it.
Nice.
Who does that? Ain't nobody hustled in the NBA all year long.
I'm like, nah, man. Nothing comes easy, D-Wade.
He was not on
my watch.
He came from half court, bro. He tracked him down from half court.
Nope. Not on my watch.
This dude ain't going to get out of Miami. I'm not sure, looking at this, that D-Wade would have gotten up anyway. He may have saved D-Wade some embarrassment because D-Wade kind of threw it high off the glass. And, bro, you a little old right now.
Yeah, you can't get out of the blocks like you used
to. No. If you look at this video, you'll see what I'm talking about. I don't think he gets up and dunks that ball. He may have actually saved him. But, well, if I'm invited, I'll roll through. I don't want no. I'm too old to be arguing with you Seminole fans.
Nah, most people just, as long as you don't, you know, do what I'm going to do.
I'm more than likely
going to go to the Florida-Miami game, and I'm not going to be down there. I'm not that guy that's going to be decked out in FA. I'll probably just be rocking some sports then gear.
I would never do that.
Oh, right. You got to come to my tailgate spot and see how unimpressive it is for that game.
I told some people that I might slide through their tailgate if it's just to come show my face and see if people had that same energy. But
we have great energy. At my tailgate, we have amazing energy.
I wish I was like you guys, though. I have zero desire to go to the Florida-Miami game.
What?
Why?
I don't know. I'm so pumped for that.
I don't, somebody could call me
right
now.
We never play y'all.
I don't care. I have zero desire.
My reality is, you know, if I go, I'm going to go with my boy Juice. And I'm going to have really good seats.
I don't care if
I'm going to be in a box with food.
I don't care if I'm in a suite. I don't care what I don't want to go.
I'll watch anything in the suite.
And it's not Miami, JJ. It's just anything. I don't want to go. Like, by the time football season gets around, y'all got to understand, I'm so tired of football.
It will be about 1,000 degrees, I'm sure.
Which is why I'll be in the air conditioner.
I'm football year round. Like, by the time football season gets here, like, my business dies down a little bit. I don't want a football anymore.
I mean, I went to the Alabama-Louisville game just to go.
Where was that?
It was Orlando. At Camping World.
Yeah. I just know.
It's a lot nicer than what the Citrus Bowl used to be, that's for sure. It used to be a dump. I mean, every seat in that place was cement. Sucked.
They threw lipstick on it.
It's better.
It's better. It's not.
I mean, I don't think it's that. But then again, I've only really experienced it in really good seats. So I don't know, like, what it's like to sit in gym pop.
Before we go, I got to say, this Florida State baseball thing is crazy to me.
Did Florida win again?
Florida won again. Mike Martin is going to finish his coaching career with 11 straight losses to Florida. I want to say 23 of the last 24 or 24 of the last 25.
I think it's 24 out of 25 now.
That is.
Oh, wow.
I am not.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm not trolling at
like
all.
4 years? That's 4 or 5 years?
It's hard to do that.
You play 3 times a year. So that's 7 years.
Oh, geez.
6 years. Like, that's damn near impossible in baseball. That's.
Last place teams beat first place teams in baseball every day. It's insane.
I don't care about the trolling because I promise you, I really don't care about baseball.
I don't either.
Our softball team.
Me neither, but it's just
just weird.
Statistical anomaly almost.
Our softball team is very talented.
Actually, I kind of like this as our outro. Like the fella once said, that's not bad. Ain't that a kick
in the head? You've heard this, right, James? James claims he's never heard a Dean Martin song. Completely black.
His headphones aren't working.
Oh, yeah, my headphones aren't working. I'm like, you like nothing as our outro? Like, there's no music.
I kind of like it. It's such a switch up from what we normally play. It's a good way to end it. We may need to take a vote on this. Kind of like it. We'll be back tomorrow night, regular time, 9 to 11. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out to ABC, get to thehumidor.com, put Sportsden in. When you're checking out, you get 20% off and free shipping. I'll leave you with that. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Tell me quick.